Good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of On the Mark with Mark Hamadi, right here on Salina's True Rock Station 95.5 The Rock. I'm your host, Morgan Lillick, joined in studio, as I always am around this time, by Mark Hamadi. Mark, how is the evening going for you, sir?
The evening is fantastic. How is it for you, Morgan?
I'm having a great day, I gotta say. It's been a fun one. The weather is beautiful, a little bit of summer sun, but it's not 110 degrees. I appreciate that. So, yeah, it's been a great day. Lots of positive vibes here around the station. I've been picking up on those. You know, you have days, Mark, where sometimes you come in and it's like a Monday for everybody. You can feel the tension in the office just by the attitudes in there. Today has not been that way. Yes. A lot of fun around the office today and getting work done at the same time.
That is fantastic. And I agree. It's, the weather is nice today. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. So it's nice.
Would it be fair to say Mother Nature's being generous?
Extra generous. Extra generous.
And that will segue beautifully into our show tonight. We're talking about generosity here on the Mark and how it is a vital part of any successful business or organization. You got to be generous. You can't be stingy and selfish if you're out there trying to run a business, if you're trying to make new customers, make profits out there. People want the most they can get for their money. Offer up a little bit of a generous side while at the same time keeping your bottom line in order. So, Mark, I'm going to start off with a question here for you. What does generosity mean to you? Define a generous business in your eyes.
Well, Morgan, that's a great question. I would say, you know, the food bank is a very generous business. Worked with them in Salina, and I would say to me, generosity is giving something and not expecting anything in return.
That's right. And I'm right there with you. It's like putting your best foot forward. You always try to give your people, whether you're in a for-profit business or a non-profit business, you always try to give people the most you can. Say you're working at a for-profit business. Somebody comes in, they want to strike a big deal with you. You got a number of different variables at play. Always do what you can to try to shave some costs off there. Maybe you can give a little bit of extra product. Maybe you're doing wholesale and something has been stocking up in the warehouse. And you know what? You got a little bit of excess with it. We can go ahead and add this into the deal at no additional charge. Anytime you can do that where it's not going to hurt your bottom line to the point where you're taking a loss, definitely go forward and do that. The customer's going to remember. They're going to remember, hey, you know what? When I went down there, they really took care of me and they hooked me up with this extra stuff and took a little bit of cost off of my bill. You know where they're coming back to do their shopping? They are coming back to do their business with you. Now, if you go into a place of business and the staff is not generous with their time, they're doing their work and no one really wants to give you any customer service, and then when you go to check out, oh, the sale price was wrong, no, we're back to regular price now, what's that going to leave you with, Mark, when you head out of there? A bad taste in your
mouth.
You're not going to want to go back there.
You're absolutely right. And you get disappointed.
When you get out of there, you're thinking to myself, man, I went to the wrong place. If people are leaving your place of business thinking to themselves that they've gone to the wrong place, your place of business is not going to be open for very long. Your competitors will beat you.
Absolutely.
So, Mark, with your experience here, you've held, you know, entry-level jobs all the way up to upper-level positions. What do you try to do to be generous with the customer?
You know, I've always said you want to take care of the customer, you know, as much as possible. And it's dependent on what it is, whether it's with service, whether it's with your product. And remember, the more generous you are with them, the more they come back. And that is so critical, is to take care of them. They want that feeling of, you know what, that's the best place I've been. You know, a good example, you know, you'll go somewhere and sometimes, let's say you just want to add fruit and they'll say, oh, no problem. Or other places, they'll be like, well, I can't substitute that. It's an extra $2. And then you get the thing and it's not even what you wanted. That leaves an even worse bad taste and you're disappointed.
You're right. And when you go to that place and they say, oh, yeah, we'll substitute it out, no problem. It's convenient. You got what you wanted. Therefore, you're going back. You've got a positive vibe going from that place. So you're going to go back to it. Now, say you're in a service industry, more so than somebody's not coming in to purchase your products. They're coming in to purchase your service. You have to be generous with your time. I'm going to repeat that. You have to be generous with your time. Give the customer as much time as they need to visit with with them, to give them your expertise on the project that they're working on, and then give your client time to come back and follow up with you. You don't want to push them too far, but at the same time, you've got to let them know that their business is important to you and that you're going to do what it takes to earn it.
What's unfortunate, Morgan, is when you're dealing with a service, it's hard to put a time on it because you may feel like an hour is enough with that customer.
Mm-hmm.
But if that customer isn't comfortable, they're not comfortable.
Then an hour wasn't enough there.
You could have spent 10 minutes with them and it may be enough. It's all about gauging the customer
mm-hmm.
and them being comfortable. If a customer has to go to another meeting to close a deal, for example, and you're taking up their time and you don't get the hint, they're irritated, right? So I
yeah.
always say be careful. Sometimes, you know, there's certain days you don't want to bother a customer.
Yes.
Because that customer is also working on their own business.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to have that balance. Or sometimes they may call you on a Sunday or a Saturday or whatever. Well, you have got family. Okay. But you want to go out of your way to take care of them.
I'm not saying they're 24/7, drop everything for your people every possible second, putting your family, friends, and entire life on the back burner. I'm not saying to go crazy like that. What I'm saying is when you're at work, while you're there, when you have business to attend to, make sure that the customer feels like you are there to take care of them. And if the customer's thinking to themselves, I'm wasting this guy's time, I could tell he's antsy, he wants to get back to something, that's not going to leave a good taste in their mouth, as we've talked about here, Mark. They are going to need, maybe somebody needs 10 minutes. They come in, they know exactly what they want, they got 2-3 quick questions, and then they're out the door, bam, and gone. Maybe you got somebody that comes in there, well, I'm wanting to build a deck, but I've never built a deck before. Where do I begin? Now you have a whole process to go through. Make sure that you take the time to visit with that potential customer to give them all of the information that they need. Go over the different details. Go over some of the specs that you'll have to. Break it down in a language that they can understand, and then you're going to have a happy, satisfied customer that will come back to you to do business again and again in the future. So, Mark, you got to be generous with your time. You got to be generous with a number of other different things, too. Basically, be courteous. When somebody gives you a call, you mentioned earlier about a meeting. You say a meeting runs too long. Now, say I go to a meet with a client. I've got a 10 o'clock meeting lined up, and then I have an 11. I think the 10 o'clock meeting is going to take maybe 30 minutes. But this particular circumstance, it runs over time. When 10:45, 10:50 roll around, I'm going to try to work on closing up the meeting, but if they've got more questions, I'm not going to cut them off. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to go in late to the next meeting, and I'm going to explain myself to them. And hopefully, they will understand, well, he's here late because he took the extra time to make sure that his person had all the information they needed, all of the details necessary to make a proper decision, and they're going to do that for me, too. That's what I want people to understand, is that when you're being generous, it's a fine line. You have to be careful mm-hmm. because sometimes when you're being overly generous with one customer, it might mean it's taken away from another one. It's critical to find that balance.
That's why it has to be heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be heartfelt, and it depends on the situation. If you're just generous to be generous for something, then once again, I go back to then you're doing it for something in return. You got to be generous because it's heartfelt, because it fits that situation. And that's where you balance it between each situation differently.
Now, we've talked about being generous with your customers. Now, let's go more of a broad spectrum here. As a business as a whole, how else can you be generous? Well, first off, you want to be generous within your community. Always give back to the people that support you. If you own a local business here in Salina and you've had a banner year, this is a great time to get out there and sponsor some worthwhile causes. Always critical to make sure to reinvest in the community. Say Big Brothers Big Sisters. We visited with Michelle Peck from Big Brothers Big Sisters before. That's a great organization you can donate your time and resources to. The Girl Scouts of America. We had a great visit with Sarah here a few weeks back.
Yes.
Those are just a couple of examples. The United Way as well. There's so many different ways you can give back to the community to show your generosity and to show that, you know what, I'm not here to just make a buck and take the Salinians' money. I'm here to also take that and give back to Salina to make it a better place for all of us. And I think that's a lesson that sometimes goes a little bit unnoticed. I think there's a lot of businesses out there that don't give back, and I think it hurts them.
Absolutely. You have to give back. It has to be heartfelt, and it's always good.
Mark, back at your time at PKM Steel, you put on Steel Day. It was a great success here. You really built that up in Salina. Talk about how you had to really be generous to make that event a success. There was a lot that went into it, and you really had to be flexible.
Yeah, you had to be generous with your time. You had to be generous with the money. You had to take care of the vendors, the partners, you know, opened it to the public, had free food, allowed everybody to come in, enjoy, allowed businesses to grow, to sell. It took a huge effort, huge time, but it was worth it. It was gratifying. It helped everybody. It was a great way to promote everybody and for businesses to get to know each other.
And it's huge positive publicity for PKM Steel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what it can be for your business, too. Simply by giving back, sponsor yourself. Get yourself out there. You know, when Big Brothers Big Sisters does their Bowl for Kids Sake coming up next spring, be a sponsor of it. When Big Brothers Big Sisters does the Hook and Slice Tournament, which just took place last Friday, when they've got that next year, be a sponsor of it. When the United Way has different initiatives, sponsor those. When the Red Cross has blood drives, donate. Just give as much back as you possibly can. That is a golden ticket to long-term success. People notice. Businesses notice. Organizations notice that you're out there sponsoring worthwhile community activities and events that benefit everyone. And people want to do business with those types of folks. I do. I know when I see sponsors for causes that are near and dear to me, that I want to support those businesses because they support something I care about.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's very critical.
All right. Well, this has been a great talk, Mark. I think it's about time to take it to a commercial break, though. We've got some great guests coming up when On the Mark returns. Karen Hauser, Eric Frank, and Claudette Humphrey, all of Catholic Charities, will be here to talk a little more about generosity and giving when we return to On the Mark on 95.5 The Rock. Stay locked. Welcome back to On the Mark with Mark Hamadi, our program brought to you tonight by Hassman Termite and Pest Control, providing 50 years of quality service from the Hassman family. And we want to remind you, when you want to find out what Mark is up to 24/7, you can check out his blog at markhamadi.com. That's H-A-M-A-D-E, markhamadi.com. Our guest tonight to join us in our conversation about generosity, join us from Catholic Charities. It's Karen Hauser, Eric Frank, and Claudette Humphrey. Guys, welcome to the program. We're really happy to have you.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, if you'd like to go around and introduce yourselves to our listeners, just tell our listeners a little bit about you and what you do with Catholic Charities.
Okay. I am Claudette Almaraz. It's not Humphrey anymore, but I am the director of the Kansas Sloan Pool Project, and I'm actually a native Salinan, and so everything here is kind of near and dear to my heart, so it's good to be here. Thank you.
And I'm Karen Hauser. I'm the Executive Director of Catholic Charities of Northern Kansas, and I'm very glad to be here tonight.
Thank you.
And I'm Eric Frank. I'm the Director of Development, which most people normally think of as fundraising. So thank you for having us.
Very important role for Catholic Charities, absolutely. Well, guys, I am really happy to have you on the program. And at this point in time, I'm going to turn it over to Mark. I know he's got some excellent questions lined up for you, and I'm really looking forward to the discussion on generosity. Mark, take it away.
Thank you, Morgan. So, you know, people ask, what is generosity? So to me, generosity is giving more than you can, and pride is taking less than that you need. And so generosity is really the habit of giving without expecting anything in return. It can involve offering time, assets, talent, aid, often equated with charity as a virtue. Generosity is widely accepted in society as a good trait, a desirable trait. So with that, with a great core value, mission, vision, and an elite staff and board, Karen, can you tell the listeners what is Catholic Charities and what makes the organization so unique?
Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about the broader part of Catholic Charities. We are the largest network of faith-based social service organizations in the country. Our focus has always been one of reducing poverty in America, and here we take that to heart. We have a number of programs that help people in crisis and also to help give them that hand up to get out of poverty as well. I'll mention some of our programs. One of our basic programs is emergency assistance, where people in crisis come to us. We also do disaster relief, which can be anywhere in the country. And any type of disaster, whether it's a fire or tornado or a hurricane, whatever it might be. Then we have our mental health counseling, marriage and family counseling, adoption and pregnancy services, legal immigration, youth programs, and of course our educational programs, which include marriage, communication skills, and financial literacy. And Claudette's going to talk about her program, the Kansas Loan Pool Project, which is our newest program here.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you, Karen. Before we get to Claudette, I want to say, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. So for that, I'll ask Eric, donating money helps impact lives and reduces poverty in Kansas. Can you talk about the various ways people can give money and how anonymous donors have helped and how new donors can help?
Well, let me answer the anonymous donors part first, Mark. The anonymous donors that have helped us recently have really stepped up in a big way. And the reason I say that, right now we have our annual fundraiser that's coming up this Sunday, and we've had a few anonymous donors that have put together $50,000 to create a match to where your dollars that you give back to us are matched by that $50,000. So if you give a dollar, you're really giving $2. If you're giving $50, you're giving $100. So if you want to stay anonymous, that is wonderful. That is one incredible way that helps us with our annual fundraiser, and there's other ways that you can do that too. But in just general ways that people can help, giving is really kind of giving money financially. You can give gift in kind. That is meaning if you have canned goods, you have clothing, you have a number of different things that we use in our office. I mean, anything that we spend money on also helps us as an organization. So really anything along that line. Another thing that a lot of people don't think about is gifts of commodity. Since we're in an agricultural area, we've had donors give gifts of grain, and then we just sell those when the prices are high or, you know, whenever we want to do that. And that's one unique way that people can give. Plus estate planning, people think of us for their wills. And another idea that a lot of people don't think about is really simple, is usually a lot of groups sell candy bars and different things like that. Mm-hmm. So if there's a group that, you know, wants to sell candy bars or fruit or anything like that and give us the proceeds to help Catholic Charities, that's another really easy way to do it that is a huge benefit for us and gives us exposure and does a lot of different things.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Before I bring up Claudette, now, for if you give, you will get, and your gift will return to you in full and overflowing measure, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more. So with that, Claudette, what is the Kansas Loan Pool Project, and why is it so critical that it becomes successful, and how does it give back to those who are part of it?
Absolutely. The Kansas Loan Pool Project is a program that we collaborate with local banks in five different communities, including here in Salina. We are working with Sunflower Bank. And what it is, it's a program where individuals who have been victimized by predatory lenders like payday loans and title loans can come to us for a low interest loan of up to $1,000 to pay off those types of predatory loans. Now, of course, this is a loan, but it's low interest, 6%, so it's not the 300% or 400% we're seeing with the predatory lenders. A person can pay this off over time, helps to increase their credit score or to build credit. In addition, we offer a financial literacy class that they have to complete prior to funding, which is called Money School. It's about a 3 to 4 hour program. And then we follow them through intensive case management. So we don't just leave them after the bill's been paid. We stay with them over the life of the loan, which is anywhere from 12 to 18 months. We meet with them once a month for financial coaching. And then bi-monthly, we have a financial health support group in each one of the communities. So it's vital because predatory lenders are literally attacking and victimizing the poor. That is who their intended targets of this type of predatory lending is. And so the more that we can, one, create the knowledge about these types of loans, and then, of course, the more we can get people into our program to help them better understand financial health and financial stability in the way that impacts not only the family, but by doing that impacts our community.
Excellent. Now, how can the listeners and the community support making this program take off?
Absolutely. Of course, as Eric spoke earlier, monetary donations and things like that always help. But one of the things that we're really looking for in our program is volunteers, people who want to learn the Money School program and help us in the different communities to teach it, people who want to understand more about financial health and financial stability, or that's an interest of theirs, who might want to help us facilitate these support groups in all these different communities. So for us, one of the biggest ways you can give back to the Kansas Loan Pool Project is actually your time.
Excellent, excellent. Now, Eric, are the various donations tax deductible and so forth? Can you discuss that a little bit?
Yes, that's a pretty simple answer. All donations are tax deductible. And when somebody sends us a donation, we send them a thank you letter, and it's also a receipt for your record. So, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Karen, let's not forget that someone may need Catholic Charities help and not know help is available for them. If someone needs help, can you tell our listeners the several easy ways to contact Catholic Charities?
Yes. First thing is just give us a call at 785-825-0208, or we have a toll-free number as well. It's 888-468-6909. And you can visit our website at www.ccnks.org. And that stands for Catholic Charities Northern Kansas.org. Also, I'll mention for those who want to be answered in Spanish, they can call 785-827-4517. So those are various ways that we
can be
contacted.
Right, so there's no excuses not to be able to get a hold of you guys.
That's right.
Claudette, can you give Catholic Charities hours of operations and days of the week and so forth?
Absolutely. We're there Monday through Friday from 8:30 to noon. We're closed over the lunch hour from 12 to 1, and then we reopen from 1 to 5 Monday through Friday. So we have a large span of time that we're there, but also, obviously, especially with my program, we're kind of there kind of 24 hours a day. So I've had people call me on weekends. I give out my cell phone number and everything like that. So certainly we're available anytime you might need us.
Excellent. And now my next question to Eric is, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you personally, which number do they call?
I'm going to give you our 800 number,
okay,
so it's easy. So if we have donors from outside of Saline County or outside of our coverage area, the number is 888-468-6909. And again, that's 888-468-6909.
Awesome. Thank you. And now, Karen, you guys have such a plethora of offerings. And so if somebody is a little bit confused, or I'm not sure if I want this or need this, where do they go? What's one place that can route them to the right area?
Well, if they just call our number, there's always someone there that can route them to the right person. And if that person isn't there, they'll connect them with their voicemail, and we always return our calls as quickly as possible. So just call 825-0208.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, to the listeners, you've got the influence here with the resources. You can get involved or involved. There's inspirational stories and ignited with the vision. And so I just want to say thank you to Karen, Claudette, and Eric from Catholic Charities for joining me on The Mark, and I wish you nothing but success, happiness, and prosperity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Mark, what you're doing here is a good example of what somebody can do to help us as far as donating something as gift in kind or anything else. So thank you guys for helping us.
Thank you.
And Rockingham Radio and Catholic Charities have partnered now for quite some time. It's a partnership we really enjoy, and I know our Vice President, Christopher Miller, is a huge supporter of Catholic Charities. And I want to just thank you guys again for taking the time to come into our studios and visit with our listeners today and tell them a little bit more about Catholic Charities than we can get out in a 30-second advertisement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Guys, that is Karen Hauser, Eric Frank, and Claudette
Almaraz.
Almaraz of Catholic Charities. Really appreciate you guys joining us today on The Mark. Here over the past 6 months, Mark and I have done our best to share our expertise with you to try to help you build your business organization to the most successful and profitable that it can be while giving back to the community of Salina and all around the Central Kansas area. We've really had a great time doing it and sharing some knowledge, doing the best we can to help out our fellow man. Well, next Wednesday will be our final episode of On the Mark. Mark and I will break down some of the topics that we've discussed over the past 6 months and include a couple of the interviews of some of the best information that our guests have had to offer to you. We're happy to do it. Sad that our time for On the Mark is coming to a close, but happy that we've been able to do our best to try to help Salina and the surrounding communities to really grow their businesses, grow their organizations, and make them the best that they can be. So make sure to tune in next Wednesday for our final episode. For Mark Hamadi, I'm Morgan Lillick saying so long, and stay tuned. NASCAR Performance Live is next.